The Buzz. Welcome to Broadview, a weekly radio show that looks into the issues here in Northern Nevada. Hot topics of the week, a senior moment or two, and special guests. Phone lines are open now at 823-1920. Here is your host, Jay Davis.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Broadview. Wow, it's a rainy day in Northern Nevada.
And windy.
Yeah, windy and rainy, and we need it. Of course, the sun came out this morning. Getting snow in the mountains, never know. Just like they say about Nevada, if you don't like the weather, just wait a few minutes. It could change.
I think of Reno as being so sunny, but it has not been much sun the last week or two.
You sound like you're in a can. Is it me or is it you? Move that microphone over or something, JP.
Sound better yet?
There, yeah, that's better. Get into it.
I'm into it.
Get into it, baby.
And welcome, my co-host, JP. How are you this week?
I'm good.
Are you good?
I'm good.
You're good. All kinds of stuff going on. Your article this week on jpattitude.com just went viral on the Trayvon situation. We're going to talk about that in a little bit.
I tried to show some of the pictures so you could see how the media is twisting this thing.
Totally twisted it. And they're just now getting the idea that this is really going on. O'Reilly finally backed off. So that's coming up. We'll talk about that. First, let's talk about the big deal. $560 million or
more
something.
I mean,
it was more than that, wasn't it? It was $560 like Friday night. Friday morning.
As last I heard, it was $640 million, but they expected it to be higher.
$640 million, and they found three tickets.
Did you buy one, Jay?
Actually, yeah. actually, a friend gave them to us.
Sure.
Yeah, gave them to us, and 10 of them. So I had 10. I thought, I could win just as well as anybody else. I mean, what are the odds? The odds are... of winning the Mega Million jackpot, $175 million.
So, yeah. It would be worth your while to buy one ticket for every possible combination.
Well, that's what they said. If you spend $175 million and you're guaranteed to have a winning ticket to a $540 million lottery, it would be a good bet. But here's what you got to think about. In other words, the expected value of each ticket, $1, isn't even going to be $1 later on down the road, and the odds are that you're not going to win it anyway. And if you do, you don't get to keep all the money. I mean, you don't get it all at once anyway, so you don't get to keep all the money. There's three reasons. Jackpot's paid out over 26 years. The promise of a dollar, of course, 26 years from now. It's going to be a lot less than it is today.
Yeah, that's for sure.
The winner can choose a lump sum payment of about $390 million because you got to pay taxes. Still way more than $175 million that you invested. So if you invested $175 million, you probably would win. And then you'd get $390 million. But even if you took the lump sum payment, you wouldn't actually wind up with the $390 million.
Why is that?
That's because you probably have to share the jackpot.
With somebody.
First of all, yeah. If more than one person has the winning combination, of course, the jackpot gets split up. Economics specialist Stephen Bronner has estimated that there are likely to be two or three winners, and there are. Three so far. So let's say there are three winners. They each get less than $190 million. Still healthy profit on the original $175 if they spend $175 million investment to actually win. Plus, your winnings are taxable. Don't forget that. So if your original investment was $175 million, you're left with $117 million. Because you're going to lose 40% of your winnings.
I think you're missing part of the story, though.
What?
They said if you would try to fill out those tickets for all those possible combinations, it would take you 22 years to fill out the tickets.
Yeah.
So
there. Well, you did quick picks.
But, yeah.
I mean, that's all you could do. But anyway, that was I did have 10 tickets, and I was only hoping. I was still going to come today. I told myself, well, if I win, I'm still going to come. And I don't know why. Because it's so much fun. Thank you for joining us on Broadview. So that's the big deal of the week. One day, and there you go. All that money. Three billionaires.
So I bought tickets. I never buy lottery tickets.
Oh, I was going to ask you. You did?
Yeah.
How many did you buy?
I felt like such a
100?
Stupid... You know how it works. Mm-hmm. For those people who are in other states, there is no lotto in Nevada.
Right, we have to
but
go across
Reno
the border.
But Reno is right on the border with California, so we just drive down the road, and there's this place where all the Nevada people go to buy lotto tickets.
Right.
And it's jammed.
It was 3 hour wait.
There's
at
huge
one point.
Lines.
And so then everybody's inside playing the slot machines on the Nevada side, so they're really not winning any money by the time they get
one
out of
one side
there
of the parking
anyway.
Lot is Nevada with a casino. The other side of the parking lot is California with the lotto.
Isn't that crazy?
And
And they're eating, and I'm spending money drinking.
I bought $20 worth of Quick Picks from some guy who had a sheaf of them in his pocket. I don't know if he works for the California Lotto.
Wow.
He's just a guy standing there selling these tickets.
Oh, you are vulnerable, aren't you?
Oh, everybody was buying them from him. It's better than waiting in the 3-hour line.
Well, that's what happened. That's what our friend did. He went in and got $100 worth of tickets, and 10 on each page, and brought them out, and then he sold some of them.
Did he?
Yeah. It's a good thing today, because he didn't win. Although he did say, okay, if you win, you got to give me $5 million. It was like, $5
million? Wait a minute.
Whoa, man, Jack. That's high interest. Well, congratulations. Let's hope they spend it well.
Let's hope that one of my tickets is a winner. They just don't know it yet.
Didn't you see the numbers?
How do they know?
Who? 2, 4, 5. I mean, the numbers were like unbelievable. 23 and then...
You don't look at the numbers right away. You let yourself have the fantasy for a few days.
I know. What a fantasy. Well, we'll see. They say that people who do win, if they live the same way they were living before. So if I thought that to myself last night. I thought, well, yeah, you know, I'm paycheck to paycheck. And I'd probably, by the end of the month, I'd have half of it gone, invest the other half, given the other half away. And I'd still be right where I am today going, well, I better buy a lotto ticket.
I think I'd buy a bright red Camaro.
And would you?
Isn't that a cool car?
That is a cool car.
Yeah.
I love Camaros anyway. All right, the other big deal this week, as far as across the world, the wake of the shooting death of the Florida teen, Trayvon Martin. I took a bold step on my Facebook. I posted your link.
Did you?
Yeah. But you know what? I have to tell you, I didn't run to judgment. I mean, right away, of course, a young guy and the whole thing was sad for me. And I was like, oh gosh, what's going on now? But you did some research, kept me from a rash judgment, and I think people, it's kind of not quieting down because now they're T-shirts, people are making all kinds of money off of the situation. But I think they're kind of waiting. They're kind of fall back and go, oh, okay, more things came to light.
Right.
And Zimmerman's brother spoke up, and the pictures you showed, unbelievable. I mean, they showed his mugshot and this young kid. It was like, yeah, look at that.
They're still showing that picture of Trayvon when he's 11 or 12. Come on. How does that have anything to do with this story?
Well, and they cleaned
it up.
And
the mugshot of George Zimmerman. Yeah. How does that have anything to do with this story?
It's a spin on a story.
Right.
And then we wonder why everybody went crazy.
And then ABC runs a video of him coming to the police station. They say there's no injuries. Mm-hmm. Well, wait a minute. You put the graphic right over the back of his head when he walked away.
Mm-hmm.
There actually is a giant 5 or 6 inch mark on the
blood.
Back of his head.
Yeah.
That's what the policeman was looking at.
That's right. Trayvon's mother, she's trying to trademark two popular slogans now that contain his name since President Reagan, since President Obama said, that's what my son would look like. Well, yeah. Like I said, if I was married to one of the Black Panthers, he'd look like my son, too.
There's no way we know what happened there.
No, there's no way we do.
What's happening now with the media and with Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and Spike Lee?
Please
go. It's just disgusting.
Go to jpattitude.com and just take a look at it. See what you think. I put it on there, and Trey and Troy in the afternoon here on The Buzz read it. He posted it on his website. It just shows us how quick we are to jump on hate.
And the hoodie,
and anger.
The hoodie photo, that's what got me started.
Well, look what's going on now with the hoodies. They're going to ban hoodies now from the United States. You can't own a hoodie.
And Bobby Rush trying to give a speech in the House on wearing a hoodie, and they kicked him out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's Todd. Yeah, it's Todd and Trey.
What did you say?
I knew it was two T's.
What did you say?
TNT, I don't know. But Sean set me straight. I knew Trey Valentine. Yeah, very interesting article. Gives you a little more perspective on the possibilities and some of the things that you probably didn't know. Even his father said that when it all comes out, the people are going to feel bad about the way they treated his
son. You know
that
George Zimmerman has been kicked out of his college? Did you know that? I mean, it's like the guy's being persecuted.
Well, yeah, I mean, he can't even go home. Are you kidding?
He can't go home.
The Black Panthers are looking for him.
College kicked him out, they said, for the safety of the other students because Sharpton and Jackson are down there with these rallies and threatening violence. Sharpton's saying he's going to escalate if they don't arrest
him. Well, I know. He's talking about economic sanctions
on
the United States.
The college said, well, you can't come to class here anymore. It's dangerous for the other students.
Yeah.
So they booted him.
Yeah, isn't it incredible how some little craziness... And Sharpton, he really needs to get a hold on that.
I don't know why
that race card he plays. I mean, he pulls that out of his pocket. I mean, he's walking down the street, goes, "Hey, Huh?
You'd think after...
What? You're looking at me because I'm black right away, you know?
You'd think after Tawana Brawley and the Duke LaCrosse rape case, nobody would listen to Al Sharpton anymore.
And I'm hoping not. You know, a friend of mine said, and this is something Deepak Chopra said, how would you feel if you were white and you were in a room full of black people? Or how would you feel if you were black and you were in a room full of white people? What's your answer?
Happens to me all the time, so...
I know it does, but that's it. It's that you wouldn't notice is the answer. Who would care? I wouldn't. I mean it. I mean, who would
care? Yeah, it doesn't seem to matter to me.
You know, a room full of Black Panthers, yeah, I'm going to be, I don't care what color I am, and a room full of white KKK members, I'm going to be, you know, I mean, it has nothing to do with color, and I think someday...
Could you even get a room full of white KKK members? I mean, are there even that many of them left that you could have a room full?
I hope not. If so, I hope they've got arthritis from all their dirty deeds. Jeez.
Every time they try to have a little march somewhere, there's like two of them, and they're like squirrely
exactly.
little guys.
And that's what I'm saying. You know, we've come so far, and yet people want to act like we've come nowhere. We have come so far. So why stir up all this down there? Yeah, the police, did anybody know? I mean, they're talking about 3 days. Nobody knew where he was from. They knew what this was going to do.
Yeah.
It doesn't make it right. I don't care what color you are. A lot of things were fumbled, whatever their color. But that has nothing to do with it.
But right now, the Justice Department is going to make sure that everything has been handled appropriately. And the Justice Department works for a black president and a black attorney general. So just let the process proceed. We don't need Al Sharpton and his rallies.
Al Sharpton is getting on my nerves.
Mine too.
I'm not even kidding you. He's getting on my nerves. He always does, though. He pulls that out every time he turns around, like I said. He walks down the street. Whoops! You looking at me?
And doesn't apologize. Did he apologize after the Duke LaCrosse thing?
No.
He just kind of disappeared into the forest.
Yeah, so check it out, jpattitude.com. Very interesting. It's still up in the air of what actually happened. I mean, it's terrible. No matter how you look at it, I don't like it when anybody dies or anybody gets killed.
Did you notice how I began that column? That I think the problem is that teenagers can no longer get jobs. That's the way they have nothing to do.
Time on their hands.
But go buy Skittles or whatever because there are no jobs for teenagers.
Yeah, I did like when you said that too. But you know what? As a teenager, I didn't work back in the day.
You never worked as a teenager?
Well, when I was 16, I went to a submarine shop and I think I lasted like 2 weeks. I did nothing but play the jukebox, so they got rid of me. But I wasn't thinking about getting a job. I mean, some kids did. I mean... some kids worked. They did lawns, and they worked and worked and worked. And there's always going to be those. But I don't know. Aren't there just as many jobs for teens now as there are adults now, I'm saying? I mean, there are no jobs for anybody.
There's too much bureaucracy on top of the process that nobody really wants to.
Oh, because they can't work if they're a certain age and can't work more than many hours.
I worked at McDonald's in high school without ever working for McDonald's. I would just go there. There was one McDonald's where people from my school tended to congregate. And if somebody you knew worked at McDonald's and wanted to get the heck out of there, you just sub in for them. You didn't fill out any employment forms. You didn't get any training. You just started serving hamburgers.
In a bag of 10 McDonald's burgers was your pay. Huh?
Your pal would get the pay, and he'd just give you so many hours worth.
Oh, look at that.
That's the way it used to be. Try doing that now.
Well, you know why? Because the government has decided to protect our children and protect us from ourselves.
And minimum wages and liability insurance and all this.
And I know that someone out there would say, well, someone's got to do it. We have to do it. We have to do it now. I mean, phew. Things have gone really nutty. Well, we'll see what happens with that. I don't like any of it that happened. We'll see, though. I say don't jump to conclusions. We've come a long way.
Getting a little tired of that story, aren't you?
I'm going to tie that Sharpton up. I mean it. I mean, I'm just going to...
He's threatening to
escalate. No, I'm not threatening him.
He's threatening to escalate, whatever that means.
Yeah, well, and economic sanctions, too.
Spike Lee did end up apologizing. He wouldn't apologize at first. But
see, now, he's feeling, I'm sure some of them are feeling like, oh, here we win again. We opened our big mouths.
But then Roseanne Barr tweeted the address of his parents. So where George Zimmerman is supposedly holed up, she tweeted the address of his parents.
What is wrong with her?
So what is she asking for, a drive-by shooting? I don't understand why these celebrities are doing this.
I don't understand that at all.
What do they want from that?
Well, they want someone to think they're on a certain side, is my opinion.
She took her tweet off because she realized it was wrong. But you know how that works. It's the internet. It's still out there. You can still go see what she used to.
Well, and you and I are talking about it right now.
Yeah, we're talking about it. There's pictures of the tweet all over the place. Mm-hmm. So,
it's got to stop.
Roseanne Barr.
She's a you know what stir. She always has been. Okay, that wasn't the only subject.
No.
Feds reject petition to ban BPA in the food. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they said there's no reason. They sent out researchers to check the safety of BPA. The FDA called on a high-powered team of government scientists to help answer several of the key questions, like how much of the BPA is a person ingesting, actually, and how much of it gets into their bloodstream.
And they said it was not doing anybody mm-hmm. any harm.
That's right. That's what they said. They said that the human body often interacts potentially dangerously with chemicals like BPA, but they pass right on through the intestines and the liver. You know, they've got an answer for everything.
Right.
Yeah. So
I kind of believe that they're telling the truth because it's been tested so many
can't
times.
Can't they use something else?
And this National Resource Defense Council that's running the campaign against it, they're the ones that had ALAR banned, and they did it just to make money because they knew that ALAR wasn't really doing any damage to anybody. But when they started their campaign, they got all these donations. They didn't even used to be anybody before the ALAR fight. Then all of a sudden, they were a big environmental
group. Well, yeah, sure. Like somebody never sued a dentist for giving them too much stuff.
It does worry me.
Once somebody does, though, then somebody else does, and somebody else does.
What they say is BPA mimics female hormones, so I'm kind of worried about that. You know?
Where did bioactive BPA come from was one of the questions. Contamination is a common problem, one of the members of the research team said from the FDA. We observed it in our own study, but because we were monitoring it, they were unable to overcome that particular problem, whatever that means. That's kind of jibble-jabble to me. The studies that found high levels of bioactive BPA in blood used samples collected in hospitals and doctor's offices. Who knows how old they were? Not research settings.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. in other words, it was probably stored in BPA.
Yeah, it was stored for quite a while, probably.
Right.
So the agency research chemist investigated it, and the FDA's National Center for Toxicological Research in Arkansas said nope. They did a study in newborn mice, rats, and monkeys. They're always comparing us to rats, monkeys, and, you know, frogs.
Frogs?
They found that newborn monkeys had no trouble in activating BPA. Levels in their bodies were about a tenth as high as the mice and rats. Well, they're smaller, first of all. God. But they have the capacity to detoxify BPA.
Well, you've got some
just
right
like
there.
They think humans
you've
do.
You've got a bottle of bottled water sitting there.
Yeah, that's
front
that
of.
Plastic stuff.
Yeah.
It's that plastic
I
stuff.
I drink bottled water. I have my orange juices in a plastic thing. I drink a lot of plastic stuff.
Yeah,
I know.
We do. We all do.
I want to wear a brassiere.
And we're going to continue.
Every other day, but that's
you
otherwise.
You want to wear a
brassiere? I'm fine.
Start making plastic ones. I'm giving them up. So that's another rejection in that. So just keep the hot plastic coming for us.
Are you going to drink your water now, or are you just too slow?
Well, heck yeah, you know. Heck. Oh, we got to take a break. Yeah, we got to take a break. We got more on Hot Topics. Are we just kind of blabbing today?
It's probably coming out of my McDonald's cup, too.
Oh, gosh, it's the plastic. Okay, come back for more. This is Broadview, and you're with The Buzz.
The Buzz.
It's 105 miles from Reno to Gerlach on State Route 447. A nice enough drive, especially if you like big country and blue skies. But a mile further, just one more mile, and there's a fork in the road that makes all the difference. One that takes you from pavement to dust and opens you up to the amazing, to a place called the Black Rock Desert. Going that extra mile is what Clark & Associates, a Nevada-owned insurance agency, understands all too well. They experience it on hiking trails and back roads across the state. But the extra mile is also their mission statement. With 20 years in Northern Nevada, Clark & Associates works hard.